भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवय भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So, first of all, welcome you all, and today we are going to read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 5, Text Number 6, entitled Lord Rishabhadev Instructs, Lord Rishabhadeva's Teachings to His Sons. So, first of all, I would like to thank the management of ISKCON Juhu for have given me the opportunity to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam, although I am not qualified, but for my own purification. So I beg for your mercy so that I can say something which pleases you all, wonderful devotees of Radha Das Bihari Ji ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Please repeat after me. Evam manah karma vasham prayukte avidyaya atmani upadhiyamane pritihi na yavat mai vasudeve न मुच्यते देहयोगेन तावत् एवं मनः कर्मवशं प्रयोक्ते अविद्यात्मान्युपधीयमाने प्रीतिर्न यावन्मयि वासुदेवे नामोचते देहयोगेन तावत् एवं मनः कर्मवशं प्रयोक्ते avidyayatmanyupadhiyamane pritirnayavan maiva sudeve namo chate deha yoge natavat evam manah karma vasham prayokte avidyayatmanyupadhiyamane pritirnayavan maiva sudeve namo chate deha yoge natavat. Evam manah karma vasham prayokte avidyayatmanyupadhiyamane pritirnayavan maiva sudeve namo chate deha yoge natavat evam manah karma vasham prayokte avidyayatmanyupadhiyamane pritirnayavan maiva sudeve namo chate deha yoge natavat evam manah karma vasham prayokte avidyayatmanyupadhiyamane pritirnayavan maiva sudeve namo chate deha yoge natavat evam manah karma vasham prayokte avidyayatmanyupadhiyamane pritirnayavan maiva sudeve namo chate deha yoge natavat. Matajis,
namo chate deha yoge natava
evam. Thus, manaha, the mind, karmavasham, subjugated by fruitive activities, prayukte, acts, avidyaya, by ignorance, atmani, one the living entity, upadhiyamane, is covered, pritihi, love, na, not, yavat, as long as, mai, unto me, vasudeve, vasudeva, Krishna, na, not, mucchate, is delivered, deha yogena, from contact with the material body, tavat, so long. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, he does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated to fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has love followed Vasudeva, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept a material body again and again. Please repeat. When the living entity is covered by the mood of ignorance, he does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated to fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has love for Lord Vasudeva, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept a material body again and again. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the mind is polluted by fruitive activity, the living entity wants to be elevated from one material position to another. Generally, everyone is involved in working hard day and night to improve his economic condition. Even when one understands the Vedic rituals, he becomes interested in promotion to heavenly planets, not knowing that one's real interest lies in returning home back to Godhead. By acting on the platform of fruitive activity, one wanders throughout the universe in different species and forms. Unless he comes in contact with a devotee of the Lord, a guru, he does not become attached to the service of Lord Vasudeva. Knowledge of Vasudeva requires many births to understand, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita chapter 7 text number 19, Vasudevaha sarvam iti sa mahatma sudur labhaha. After struggling for existence for many births, one may take shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudeva, Krishna. When this happens, one actually becomes wise and surrenders unto him. That is the only way to stop the repetition of birth and death. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 19.151, in the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami at Dashashvamedha Ghat. Brahmanda Brahmite Kauna Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. The living entity wanders throughout different planets in different forms and bodies, but if by chance he comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, by the grace of the spiritual master, he receives Lord Krishna's shelter and his devotional life begins. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Vāṅcā kalpatarubhyascha kripā sindhu bhyayeva cha patitānām pāvanebhyo vaiṣṇavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shri Vās Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Evam manah karma vasham prayukte avidyayatma ni upadhiyamane pritirna yavan mai vasudeve namuchyate deha yogena tavat. When the living entity is covered by the mode of ignorance, he does not understand the individual living being and the supreme living being, and his mind is subjugated to fruitive activity. Therefore, until one has well followed Vasudeva, who is none other than myself, he is certainly not delivered from having to accept a material body again and again. So this is a message of love. The message of love of Lord Rishabhadev Jai Shishi Gonditai Shirara Rasbihari Shishi Ritaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai to his sons, 100 sons, were hearing from Rishabhadev. But this love and affection is not only meant for the sons of Rishabhadev, but to all the living entities in this material world who has come across this verse, and more to you. You are hearing the message here. So Lord Rishabhadev is speaking to you now. He is telling you, I am not Lord Rishabhadev. I am just presenting something which has been said upon the mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and our Acharya. So we are presenting that knowledge. And in fact, this is the message of love. Just like Krishna, he says that I am not partial to anyone. I am equal to all. But to those who render service unto me, I am very dear to him. Which means that he is not partial to anyone. He don't have any partiality to anyone. His non-partiality is translated as he is giving this message to everyone. Because of this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, has been explained by Srila Prabhupada. The purpose of Srila Prabhupada of going to America, to the West, to distribute this message, is that he wants people to know the message of love of God to everyone. So this is the love of the Lord, the love that the Lord has for all the living entity in this world. But unfortunately, there are some living entities that take advantage. They understand that the Lord is giving them, is showing them love by giving this message. And some fortunate soul, like here it has been mentioned, Kauna Bhagyavana Jiva. Some fortunate soul, they take this message seriously. They understand that the Lord is showing his love to me by giving me this knowledge. So the Lord, he shows love to the devotees by giving knowledge, by giving Mahaprasadam, by giving his darshan, by giving the association of the devotees. So all this is just the love that the Lord has for the living entities, for the devotees. But not all the living entity can understand this. That's why some living entity, although the message is here, but they cannot really lead a peaceful life. Why? Because they cannot understand. They have been associating with this material nature for very long time. And because of this association with the material nature, they have forget the love that the Lord has for them. They don't even imagine that the Lord is giving us air, and every day we are breathing air. This air is not my manufacture, is not your manufacture. It has been manufactured by Krishna. It is a creation of Krishna, and without air you cannot live. You are getting water. So all the living entities, some of the living entities, they cannot understand this. That this is a love that the Lord is showing. He is giving us water. Also Krishna says that I am the heat in the fire in the stomach that digests foods. You eat all types of food. Either it is mansahar or it is shud, nice food. But still, he is a fire and he is digesting the food. Just imagine how much he loves you. You want to eat flesh. Also he is there and he is digesting your food. He is a fire in the stomach. How much love he is showing to you. In Mauritius, throughout the whole island, on the four side, we have the seas. You see beautiful beaches. Whenever you feel like tired, you go to the beach and then you take a swim. So this is love. The Lord has made beaches, nice seaside, so that you can go and relax in India. The Lord has present himself in the form of different temples, so many temples in India where you can go and have some peace of mind and take darshan of the Lord. So this is all love of the Lord. And to the devotees, he show his love by giving them the spiritual master. And the devotee in turn, he shows his love to Krishna by serving the spiritual master. So it is a loving relation of the devotee with Krishna by serving the spiritual master, because by serving the spiritual master, one pleases the Lord. Is it or not? Yes? One pleases the Lord by serving the spiritual master. So the Lord gives you the spiritual master. It is said that by the mercy of the Lord, one gets a spiritual master, and by the mercy of the spiritual master, one understands Krishna. So this is the love of the Lord he has for the devotees, the sincere soul who want to make advancement. And also there is more love coming. You accept the spiritual master, as here is mentioned. Brahmananda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. You get the spiritual master because you are a fortunate soul. So he creates your fortune by giving you the spiritual master. And then the spiritual master, what he does? How this love is translated? How do we explain the love of the Lord when he gives you the spiritual master? To show the love of Krishna, what does a spiritual master do? He opens your eyes. On the day I was taking initiation in Mauritius, my Guru Maharaj, he was giving a class, a lecture. He said, today we are going to do some surgical operation. Surgical operation. I was feeling afraid. I said, oh my God, I've come here to take initiation and he's going to perform some surgical operation. Then he said, don't worry, we will not require scissors and knives, but it will be an operation of the eyes. We are going to open your eyes today, make you see things as it is. Because your eyes has been, you know, closed like this, like the hare, you know hare, rabbit, they cannot see. Sometimes the car is coming like this, when the car is coming, and he sees the car and he cannot do anything, he just stand like this. So then the car has to turn off the light, switch off the light of the has to switch off the light, then he can go. Because his eyes is like, you know, he cannot, you know, look into light, you know. That's why, you know, this is the characteristics of the rabbit at night. So he says, your eyes were closed like this, and now I have come to open your eyes, make you see things. Just like once there was a disciple and his spiritual master. The spiritual master told the disciple, he said, today, you know, I am going to make my last examination to you. The disciple said, yes, Guruji, please. And the disciple said, so what is the examination? Then he said, okay, I will take you to the seaside. So he takes the disciple to the seaside. And then there was a big tree, you know, we call it, I don't know what the name of this tree. It has, you know, seeds like this with small holes in it. Anyway, it is a tree in front of the, it is generally grown on the seashore. So this tree, there was, you know, some seeds falling down, seeds falling, you know, from the tree falling down. And the tree and the spiritual master said, you know, you bring me some seeds. He asked the disciple bring the seeds. And then he told the disciple, You open this seed, you break it and open it. The disciple break the seed and open the seed. And then, when he opened the seed, he says, what can you see inside? He said, Guruji, I cannot see anything. I'm seeing, you know, only seeds, that's all. A broken seed I can see, you know, with some powder in it, you know, things like that. You know what is there inside the seed. Then he said, is this the examination? Then the Guruji said, yes, this is the examination. Then he said, have I passed my examination? He said, not exactly. Then he said, why? I have tell you what is there inside the seed. I can see, you know, something inside the seed. He was describing what he has seen with his eyes. Then the spiritual master said, the Guruji said, told him, then he asked this Guruji, he said, Guruji, but what is there beside what I have seen? What is there inside the seed? You tell me. Then he said, okay, I will tell you since you have asked me. He said, inside this seed, I can see a very big tree. And in that tree, there are so many seeds, and that seeds will produce fruits. And people, when they will come to the seaside, they can sit under this tree and have shades. So you see, the seed is the same, but the vision of the disciple and the vision of the spiritual master is. So that's why the spiritual master, when he tells you something, he knows what he is telling you. Because of the thing which you cannot see, he is showing you. He is showing us. So this is the love of the spiritual master. The love of the spiritual master is translated as giving knowledge which will destroy the darkness of ignorance. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Krishna also said the same thing. Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. To those who constantly devoted to me, I give him the understanding by which he can come to me. The understanding which means knowledge. Knowledge by which he can come to me. So this knowledge which Krishna gives is actually he gives this knowledge to those who are devoted. So what is the meaning of devotion here? When Krishna says devoted to me. Devoted to me means that he is devoted to the spiritual master. The person who is devoted to the spiritual master, the devotee, the sincere devotee who is devoted to the spiritual master, so Krishna reveals himself through knowledge in the heart of the devotees. And that knowledge, what he will do? Tesham evanukampartham aham agyana jam tamaha nashayamyatma bhavastho jnana deepena bhasvata. I come in the form of knowledge and I destroy the darkness born of ignorance within your heart. So a devotee then, when his heart is open like this, when he sees that the Lord is showing me mercy by giving me this knowledge, that this knowledge which I am getting in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that this knowledge which I am getting from the Bhagavad Gita is none different from my dear Kanha, from my dear Krishna. My Krishna, the Krishna who loves me, who has love for me, he is giving me this knowledge. He is giving me this knowledge. Because he loves me, he cares for me. He wants me to come to him. He wants me to get rid of these miseries of the material nature. Because for so many years I have been enjoying this material nature, thinking that this will give me happiness. People are just running after happiness here and there. Making big buildings, collecting money, married, getting beautiful wife, getting children, but yet no happiness. So here it is. I am giving you the path for happiness. I am showing you the path for happiness. I have put my representative here in this material world. Who is the representative? The spiritual master. And that spiritual master will give you the knowledge by which you can see me, you can understand me. Wherever you go, you will see me and you will experience only bliss. So this is a love that Krishna wants to show. So then by accepting a spiritual master, the disciple, you may say, he got initiated to develop, to start the development of love. That is, initiation is just the beginning. It's the beginning of developing our love for Krishna. The beginning, we can say. And then, if we, it's just like it is said, he put the bhakti lata bija in the heart. And then when we water the seeds, then it will grow up and then give you the nice fruits, the nice flowers, the shades. Yes? The trees when he grows up. Right? So, this is what the spiritual master will give you, because that is his love. He is showing, that is, he is giving you this knowledge. You know? So then, the progress starts from the initiation by watering the seeds. And then, how to water the seeds? This is the most important thing to be considered, which is very, very, very important for everyone who really want to achieve Krishna in this birth itself. Certainly, I am also endeavoring for that. I am doing all my effort to at least, I don't know if it will be possible within this birth, but I am trying my best to do, of course, by the mercy of the Vaishnavas here. So, what is the meaning of watering the seeds? Watering the seeds means, you know very well that Krishna has three energies, no? Antaranga Shakti, Tatashta Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti. So worshipping the Lord, serving the Lord, what does it mean? Serving only Krishna, coming in the temple, cooking for the deity? Yes, Krishna, today I have cooked very nice paneer for you. Today I am going to make nice chapati for you. Today I am going to do this for you. Today I am going to do that for you. Of course, this is also love. I am not telling you it's not love. It is. It is a loving relation between the Vaishnavas and Krishna. But then the nurturing, that is the feeding of that seeds, of giving water to the seeds, is actually you show love for all the energies of Krishna. All the three energies of Krishna. Antaranga Shakti, Tatashta Shakti and Bahiranga Shakti. Tatashta Shakti, let us first of all start with Bahiranga Shakti, the material nature. Krishna has said that this material nature is my divine energy, O Arjuna. It is my energy. So which means that this energy works for my pleasure. So if you want to try to exploit this energy by using your our contaminated mind and our contaminated senses, is it a symptom of love for Krishna? By trying to overload, to take over, to enjoy this material nature, this Durga Devi, who is a representative of Krishna, the material nature of Krishna, in this material world, the 24 elements. So is this our love for Krishna? We show our love to the material nature by not trying to exploit the material nature. Not trying to exploit. That is our love for Krishna. Krishna, because I love you, I will not enjoy this. I will not try to enjoy this for my own pleasure. Why? Because I want to achieve you. Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya pahrita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhihi samadhau navidhiyate. No samadhi. Why no samadhi? Because I want to bhog your aishwarya. I want to enjoy your aishwarya. I want to enjoy your money. I want to enjoy your fame. I want to become famous. Because aham ishwar, aham bhogi. Because I am the ishwar of this world. I don't want to enjoy. So if I want to enjoy this, I want to bhog your aishwarya, then, my dear Krishna, I am finished. I am finished. No question of samadhi. Samadhau navidhiyate. Why? Because why Bhogeshwarya? Because Bhogeshwarya Prasaktanam. Because I have Prasaktanam, I have attachment for your Aishwarya, for your opulence. Because excuse me.
Hare Krishna.
Because I want to enjoy your Aishwarya, so I will not get samadhi. But I want to get samadhi, Krishna. That's why I will not enjoy your Aishwarya. So this is our love for Krishna. We show our love for to Krishna by not trying to enjoy this material nature, by not trying to exploit the material nature, either by the senses or by the mind or by our intelligence. We don't enjoy the eyes. We don't enjoy the ears in this material world. We enjoy, of course, but we enjoy it through hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And when we develop our love like this, by serving the spiritual master faithfully, then certainly, surely, samadhi is for you. Samadhau vidyate. Samadhau, you will get samadhi. Understand how it works? So here, Lord Rishabhadev is teaching his sons that you please don't try to enjoy this material nature. In the first verse of this Srimad Bhagavatam, he says that enjoyment of the material nature is just like, you know, even is 2 liters, hogs are enjoying this. So this is not meant for the human life. So our love for Krishna is translated as not trying to enjoy this material nature, not trying to exploit. And the second thing, the Tatashta Shakti, how we serve the Tatashta Shakti, the Jivatma, the Jivas of this material world. We serve them by giving them Krishna, by preaching to them, by showing our own example. We preach by our by example, and we preach by teachings also. So this is also love. So we develop that love, we water that seed of devotion. We water that seed of devotion by showing our love to the Jivatma, by giving them Krishna consciousness, by preaching Krishna consciousness, by distributing the holy name of the Lord to everyone, each and everyone, without any dualities. We don't make duality that this person I should preach to him, that person no, because this person, you know, he's very rich, he's very influential, so I'm going to preach to him. No, I preach to anyone. Either he's sleeping on the street, by the side of the street, I preach to him. Because he has a right to understand Krishna. He has a right. He is a soul. He is a soul. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. He is a part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna has said this. This is Shashwat, because it is in the Bhagavad Gita. We give him also. We give him Krishna. But unless, if you have Krishna, then you can give. But if you yourself, you don't have, how are you going to give? Just like once a small girl, he told Srila Prabhupada, he said, you have Krishna. Because he has Krishna, then he can give Krishna. If you don't, just like, you know, if you don't have a laptop, is it possible for you to give someone the laptop? No. You give what you have, no? So you have it in your possession, the spiritual master has given you Krishna, then you take that Krishna and you give it, that's all. Not difficult. When you give Krishna like this to everyone without the dualities, because this duality is, you know, a function of the mind. And it is because of that function of the mind that we are being rotted here in this material world. We are here. Simply because of the duality of the mind. of the dual mind. That's why, the main reason. Because the mind, he always make difference. Why is this? Because he has been engaging in fruitive activity. It is said that by engaging in fruitive activity, one, because you know fruitive activity, how it works, it conditions the mind. I will try to explain this, how it conditions the mind. It conditions the mind just like, you know, you are attached to a particular things, right? For example, you know, I like eating paneer. A simple example I will tell you, I like eating paneer, okay? So then, eating paneer, finally, you know, I develop a kind of attachment for that paneer, which means that my mind has become conditioned by that paneer, that every day I should eat paneer. And then one day, you know, I ask someone, Prabhuji, can you give me some paneer? And then that day Prabhuji said no. So then we try, you know, to that person become our enemy, because he has not satisfied our condition of the mind. Because the mind has been conditioned by that particular object, and the devotee is not fulfilling the desire of my mind conditioning, of the conditioning of my mind, so then he becomes my enemy. And the person who gives me the thing which I desire, so then that person is my friend. So we make difference. Then we judge. We make difference. We say he is good, he is bad. The bad person is a person who is not fulfilling the condition of my mind. And the good person is a person who is fulfilling the condition of my mind. We make difference. Then we judge. And when we judge, so the mind has already become dual, duality. And then this duality is the cause of you taking birth here again in this material world. You see how it works? Fruitive activity, action reaction. Devakinandan Prabhu were explaining karma, vikarma, and akarma. So by the karma and vikarma, you create duality of the mind. You create your own duality, and this becomes the cause of your suffering also. Yes. Not only enjoyment, there will be suffering as well. So you are putting yourself into trouble. We are putting ourselves into trouble by creating the duality of the mind. So by not engaging in fruitive activity, when we join the Krishna consciousness movement, we are very sincere to the chanting of the Hare Krishna, then there will be no duality of the mind. If we chant very nicely our rounds in the morning, then this duality goes. Because when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, it is a kind of love which we are showing to Krishna. And that love which we are showing certainly will cut off the desire to enjoy this material world. Just like Lord Kapila Dev, he tells his mother, he said, my dear mother, Mata Devuti, he said, today I am going to give you the knowledge by which all the knots of material attachment will be cut off. All the knots of material attachment. So this knowledge will cut off the material attachment. And when one, he becomes free from the material attachment, therefore no fruitive activity. So no fruitive activity, which means that there will be no duality of the mind. So certainly then, he develops only love for everyone. And then he shows love for Krishna, by serving Krishna, by cleaning the temple of Krishna, by worshipping the deity, by picking flowers for Krishna, by cooking for Krishna. So when a devotee, he does all the three things together, that is, he serves Krishna by serving the material nature, by not trying to exploit the material nature. He serves Krishna by serving the living entities, by distributing Krishna consciousness to each and everyone without duality. The second and the third thing, he served Krishna by serving the deity, cleaning the temple. So that person is eligible for liberation. Then what happened? Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvatah tyaktva deha puna janma naiti mameti sarjuna. Then he will understand the janma and the karma of Krishna as being divya. So the process for understanding the janma and karma of Krishna as divya is that process. Serving the material nature of the Lord, serving the Jivatma and serving Krishna's spiritual energy. So simple, not difficult. We are all practicing this, we are all in the boat of ISKCON, and we are all practicing this so that we can all get ourselves purified and then in this way return back home, back to Godhead. Possibly, maybe in this birth, certainly you all are going here, the wonderful devotees of ISKCON Juhu, Mumbai. Wonderful devotees, always loving. Nice. So, this is a process. And then in this way, the devotee experiences bliss from within. He will feel happy that for so many years, so many births, I have been exploiting this material nature, and now by the mercy of my spiritual master, I have understand that this material nature is not meant for my enjoyment, but for the enjoyment of Krishna. So then that devotee, he is very happy. He says, look, I was so foolish. I was engaging in so many nonsense by trying to exploit, money, by trying to exploit women, by trying to exploit fame, by trying to exploit this and that. So now I am blessed. I am a blessed soul by the mercy of my spiritual master. Then one is a real Bhagyavan. The real fortunate soul who has understand. And then the spiritual master, certainly he will be pleased. Because he will see the disciple. He is not trying to enjoy this material world. His enjoyment is only Krishna's enjoyment. Which means that when the material nature is happy with the conduct of that devotee, Mayadevi is happy with the conduct of that devotee, the Jivatma also are happy with the conduct of that devotee, so certainly Krishna's Antaranga Shakti also will be happy with the conduct of that devotee, who is Srimati Radharani, who is Mata Yashoda, who is Nanda Baba, you know. So then Krishna will come and will steal your heart. You see, Krishna was stealing makhan. No? I will narrate to you this story. Krishna was stealing makhan. No, butter. Was stealing butter. He is famous as makhan chor, Krishna. So how is butter? Butter is soft or hard? It is soft, no? Soft like butter. So Krishna, he steals butter, but you will never see Krishna is stealing iron bars, is stealing gold, is stealing diamond. You will never see Krishna stealing these things. Is it or not? That's why once Krishna, he went to the house of a gopi and he was stealing butter, and that gopi catch Krishna like this. And then he said, okay Krishna, today I'm going to bring you to Yashoda Maya, and then she will correct you today. So then Krishna told that gopi, Krishna said, are you sure? You want to take me to Yashoda Maya? He said that whatever will happen, it will be your responsibility. It will be your responsibility. I don't mind. So if you want to take me to Yashoda Maya, no problem. Please, carry on. Then he took Krishna to Yashoda Maya. He said, Oh, Ma, Yashoda Maya ji, please come and see. See your Kanha, I have caught him red-handed with makhan in his mouth. You know, please come and see. And when Yashoda Maya came, said, yes, what you are saying, let me see. Then he looked at the small boy. He said, you see, this is your Kanha. I have caught him today. He was stealing makhan. I have caught him red-handed. Caught red-handed. Range hath pakre. Catch him red-handed. So this is your Kanha. He is stealing butter. Then Yashoda Maya said, no, I think you are mistaken. This is your son. This is your son, look at him. So Krishna, by his yoga maya shakti, he has transformed himself into the son of that Mataji, of that yogi, of that gopi. So then when he was taking his son home, then Krishna again transformed himself and then take the form of Krishna. Then he said, you see? So he said, next time if you report me, I will take the form of your husband. I will become your husband. So you see, Krishna is famous for stealing makhan. Right? So similarly, when the heart becomes soft like makhan, like butter, due to serving the material nature, due to serving the jivatma, due to serving the antaranga shakti, the spiritual master, then Krishna, he comes and he steals that heart. He takes possession of that heart. Then you become blissful. Then you experience bliss throughout your whole life. Because Krishna has become the king of your heart. Then you will perform prayer like Maharaj Kula Shekhar. Krishna Tvadiya Padapanka Japan Chirantam Adyaivame Manasa Raja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kapha Vitai Kantha Varodhana Vidya Smarana Kutaste. No? Then you will say, my Lord, please come. Give me your vision. Otherwise, how will it be possible that when I am taking my last breath, when my voice is choked up, that day I will be alone. There will be nobody. My mother passed away last year on the 24th of March. And there was nobody there. Only alone. So that day you will be alone. If you have Krishna, then you will see Krishna. But if you don't have Krishna, I don't know. Then when you are taking that last breath, like this, you are coughing. I don't know. I don't remember the experience. Of course, we have been passing through so many births. And then that day Krishna will come. Because you have been a very dear servant of Krishna. You have been serving His energy faithfully. You have been serving Him faithfully. You have not served only the deity, but you have served all the energies of Krishna. Then Krishna will love you. Krishna will show, here I am. Just like He gave darshan to Bhishma Pitamai at the end. Bhishma Pitamai was lying on the bed of arrows, but his eyes was wide open like this. And Krishna personally came. Krishna came and see him and give him darshan. And Bhishma Pitamai said that today you are giving me darshan. I am a very fortunate person that I am having the darshan of Vasudev Krishna at the end on my last breath. And he is glorifying the gopis, Bhishma Pitamai. So this is mercy. Krishna comes. He said, here I am, I have come for you. Because you are all my dear servant, my very dear servant. Because you have followed my instruction throughout your whole life. So I am for you today. I belong to you. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Bhagavad-vani Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Guru Parampara ki jai. Shila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.